Birshus Marina Rabbeinu Rab Weinberger, Le'ili Nishmas Rav Kleinimus Kamish Ben Rab Eli Melech.
Demai Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph.
So this Mishnah deals with fruits that come from fields or types of fruits that were not so chashuv, and therefore we can assume that these fruits come from Hefker. And if it's Hefker, you don't have to be Meiser. So the Rav says it's a Sveik Sveika. One, there's a suffix that he uses a Lashon of Chazaka that it comes from Hefker because it comes from these places, which the Mefarshim, the Mishnah of Shaina, has a problem with, but let's just call that a suffix. And then the second suffix, we have a suffix whether Amaratzim take off Meiser, so we know that there's a rove on that. But still, it's a suffix. So when you have Sveik Sveika, two suffix that it may come from this field and be Hefker anyway, and suffix. And even if it doesn't come from a field that's Hefker, but rather it comes from a field that was washed and Shamor, and therefore it was Chayiv in Meiser. So it's a Sveik Sveika, and we're Mekel. So the Mishnah starts. A Kal and Shibba Demai. So these things that we're Mekel with Demai, are the following. Hashisin, these are wild figs. Vaharimin. Rimin is jujube fruit. I don't know what that is, but picture below. I searched it, and apparently Rimin, not everyone loves Rimin. The Uzderodin, these are crab apples. Uvenois Shuach, these are wild white figs. Uvenois Shikma, sycamore fruit, pictures below. The Noivlis Hatamara, some type of unripe date. The Rav said they would actually pluck this and put one on top of the other after it was plucked that it should ripen. Vagufnin, there's the grapes that they put them on the vine and they would only ripe with difficulty. Vanitzpa, this is caper fruit, picture below. Uvi Yehuda, land of Yehuda Ha'oig, which we know from Peah, is either, depending on what they say, it's either a Cornelius or a sumac, both red. We have pictures. Ha'choymetz Sheb Yehuda, and also the vinegar in Yehuda. So the vinegar in Yehuda is a little different because they didn't come from wine that became vinegar. Rather, it would come from the sediment because the wine in Yehuda didn't become vinegar because they would always bring the nesachim from the wine. But after their mevatel the nesachim, and the vinegar came from wine itself, the choymetz actually was chayiv in demai, even in Yehuda, just like in other lands as well. Vakuspar and coriander, which there's a picture below as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol hashisin p'turin, chutz mishal duf. Rabbi Yehuda says, he's a little bit more mach, he says, all wild figs are potter, except for Dufra. So in Dufra, he's more machmer, and Dufra was a type of tree that it would grow fruits twice a year. Kol harimim p'turim chutz mirim eshikmoina. All of these jujube fruits are potter, except the jujube fruits of a place called Shikmoin, or Shikmoina. Kol b'nai shikma p'turis chutz mina mustafais. And all figs that are sycamore figs are potter, except if they're from mustafais. These would actually ripen on a tree and then like break apart and burst by themselves. And because they were chashiv, Rabbi Yehuda held that they're not hefker, and they were chayiv because of demai, so we'd have to be mafresh trumas meiser. And the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rav.